Hello, Tower Bottoms. It's me, your host, Zach Noe Towers, and this is a podcast about sex. How are y'all doing? I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. It was The Scent of Man, part one with Brent James. This episode is part two, the exciting conclusion. We get so much juicier, but a little bit of housekeeping. First of all, oh my God, the biggest thing is, if you're listening to this, my Netflix radio show is officially out on SiriusXM and on the SiriusXM app. It's called After Hours with Zach Noe Towers. The first two episodes are Bob the Drag Queen and Taylor Tomlinson, and they're so fun and good. You can listen anytime on the app, but I believe it's aired like three times a week on SiriusXM. Channel 93. And what else? Oh my God. Tour dates. I am going on a mini, tiny Pacific Northwest kind of pride tour. So June 20th, I'll be in Portland, Oregon. June 21st, I'll be in Vancouver, BC. And June 22nd, I will be in Seattle, Washington. So grab a ticket and come. They're all like kind of small rooms, so I'd love to pack them out. And I'll have Tower Bottom stickers with me as well. Ooh, sorry, God. I'm recording this from bed. I'm like, on my back, on my bed, which sounds so dirty, but I'm really just too lazy today to be sitting upright. What's the last? Oh my God, a little bit about sodomy. This is wild. This is crazy because for the first time in like truly, I would say 9 years, I got an STI. I did. I'm not even super sexually active these days. I will be sex positive till the day I die. But like in the past, like two or three years, my sex drive has slowed down a bit. Thanks, Zoloft. And I've just gotten kind of busier. And I don't know. I think there's something very like beautiful about having been a complete whore in my 20s and early 30s. And now I'm just like valuing, you know, more like quality over quantity. So I'm sucking fewer dicks, but the dicks I choose to suck are A1, save for this last experience. I'm also a girly who gets tested every 3 months, and I think you should too if you are a sexually active person with more than one partner. But even if you have a partner, bitches be cheating, so get tested every once in a while. And I say that because, well, here's what happened. I got tested, got a complete clean bill of health, which always feels good. And then the next day, a guy that I had like blown like maybe 2 weeks prior messaged that message nobody wants to get. Hey, someone I had sex with tested positive for gonorrhea. You should probably get tested. So I crawled my stank ass back to the testing clinic and I said, one throat swab, please. But I was like chatting with the nurse and stuff and everything's fine. Asymptomatic, right? Sure enough, day later, yes, gonorrhea all up in my throat. So I go to the doctor to get the shot in the butt, which if you haven't experienced that, and want to have your angriest, strongest friend punch you square in the meat of your ass. It's truly a very painful experience. But I told the doctor, I mean, no symptoms. I'm kind of surprised. Turns out 90% of people with gonorrhea are asymptomatic. That might be specific to throat. And it might be specific to men, but, I just found that stat wild. Also crazy because the last time I had an STI 9+ years ago was also throat gonorrhea and I was asymptomatic. I also forget that like thousands of people listen to this, but you know what? I share the good stuff. I'm also going to share the not so good stuff. Oh my God. The other thing I learned in that session with that doctor, shout out also to clinics that make like testing easy and, affordable, if not free. Yeah, shout out. But, there's a thing now called DoxyPep and it's a post-exposure drug. And basically, you take two of these pills. I think it's doxycycline, which I believe is an antibiotic. Oh my God, I should Google one thing before I open my adorable mouth. But you take two pills after a sexual experience that you think might be iffy, Like, maybe it's not with a regular partner, or maybe it's with someone you don't know, or maybe it's after you wake up and you're like, I'm pretty sure I swallowed jizz last night, but I can't remember who, what, when, why, or where. But yeah, it's two pills. You take it within 72 hours of a sexual encounter, and it is 87% effective in stopping an STI from latching on to your goodies. And by goodies, I do mean throat or genitalia or wherever it likes to nest. So I just thought that was interesting. The doctor gave me a prescription. So now if and when mama sucks another ding-a-ling, I'm a pop two of those doxycycline. I don't think he was like, do not take this every day. And I'm going to treat it with respect. You know, I'm really going to do? I'm probably going to set up a little whorish weekend. And at the end of that 72 hours, pop two of those bitches and say na 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 boo boo to STIs. Anyway, I think that's it. Come see me on tour June 20th through the 22nd. Easiest way to get tickets is through my Instagram link in bio. It's a link tree. I also have fall dates up there, which I haven't announced yet. But if you are in a city that's not in the Pacific Northwest and you're curious, I do have some fall cities listed in my link tree. That's just some insider information. You wouldn't know that if you didn't listen to the pod. So grab a ticket for one of those cities that I haven't announced yet. And then listen to After Hours with Zach Noy Towers on SiriusXM Radio with Netflix as a Joke Radio or anytime on the SiriusXM app. And fucking enjoy this episode. Without any further ado, this is The Scent of Man with Brent James, part two.
Give it to me. Good morning, sodomites, with Zach Noy Towers.
I had to do it. I lost my job.
Oh, really?
I did. I lost my job. I got fired, but I came out to my boss.
As a drug user?
Yes. I said that I was addicted to... he's like... I remember it was a Zoom call.
And was it during the pandemic?
Yeah. It was like... It was 2021, 22. Yeah, I just remember before the Zoom call, I was like splashing water in my face. And I was like, if my boss asked me
what's going on
or what's wrong or something, I was like, I'm going to tell him the truth. Because first of all, like, if I'm doing a bad job, I'd rather it be on because I'm...
A reason.
Yeah.
Did you know the call was going to be about your performance?
Oh, I just... It was an out of the blue.
Oh, like can we talk?
Scheduled. Yeah, with both the CEOs.
Oh, it was my like a, God. Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm either getting promoted... getting fired.
Yeah.
Because my high ass was like, maybe it's a promotion.
I've been working really fast recently.
Yeah. So I did. I was, he was like, Brian, I don't know how to start this meeting. So I'm just going to say it. Are you okay?
Oh.
And I just started crying. I was like, I'm a drug addict. Like, I am like, I've been using meth for like the last 2 weeks on and off. And
was your whole meth usage for 2 weeks?
No. My entire history with meth. No, like I tried it back when I was escorting back in 2019 or so. And so that's when I really tried it.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic happened and like I would occasionally go out and do that. And I had this method of getting... That's where Brent James comes from, actually.
Okay.
It's because that was the name I used when I was escorting.
Okay.
And so, Brent, because if I'm out and about and I start... And there's somebody asking me my name, at least it starts with a BR.
Yeah.
So in case I like, Brent.
Yeah.
And James is my middle name. So, okay. And then the BJ part.
BJ.
It's all comes together.
Yes.
My branding was like, I had all these reasons why. So long story short, yeah. Like I would go out. I would do that occasionally. And then like, it's so bad. But I would basically on Sniffies be like, oh, I'm like this. I would have a dick pic and be like, straight guy, like you can suck my dick, basically, for that. Like,
was this the escorting part?
This was escorting. Yeah, I was bisexual guy, like looking for rent, and like I would make like $300 for just the guys to suck my dick. So I would like just kick back, and you had get 1 hour. Yeah, yeah, and like it would, and then like I was like. Part of it was like, okay, if you get me off, whatever comes first, an hour or you get me off. Like,
so they had a goal.
They had a goal. Like I was like, that's why I liked playing the straight guy too, because I was like, if I don't like get off, then
that's on you.
That's on you. I thought faggots really know how to suck dick.
You're gaslighting. You're a master manipulator.
That's the thing. I was like, oh god. Because yeah, that mixed with meth, like, yeah, I was a master manipulator. Like, and I didn't like who I was. I mean, I was also pretending to be someone I'm not.
Yeah.
And for someone like me, who I was just talking about, like, I love writing that freedom of being who you are, celebrating who you are. So it was also like putting a, like,
going backwards, sort of.
Going backwards. It was regressing all for drugs. And so I got help and I did the program for 9 months, and I actually learned a lot about myself, and I had like group therapy and stuff like that. And I realized like why I do certain things, mm-hmm. and like, how to deal with grief over my dad passing away from cancer, and just, you know, like that's what I liked about the program. I'm like, you really get to know yourself.
Oh my God. You take inventory.
Yes.
Constantly. And you're like,
yeah,
I feel upset. Why?
Yeah.
Well, why?
Right.
Why? And then you're like, oh, fear of abandonment.
Right.
I'm afraid if I show my true colors, no one will like me.
Yeah, exactly. So it really, I think if you're going to get sober, I think like the best place to do it is Los Angeles.
Oh my God. The recovery here is so good.
It's so good here. And, I made a lot of friends. In fact, I'm one of my friends is couch surfing with me right now.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He's like in a little transition period. He's going to, trying to get, a job, and he had to move out. I was like, you throw me
Sober living.
Yeah, I was gonna do sober living, and he got accepted to this place, but he was telling me like, oh, they had like, it was like $700 a month, so it was like kind of like decrepit. Like some of these sober living houses are kind of like
iffy,
and
you're like, this makes me want to do drugs.
Yeah, no, I heard that there are a lot of like usage at sober living houses.
Of course,
they're like.
A bunch of addicts together, you know, we could do.
Especially, he's like, I would have to spray down the plastic sheets for bed bugs. Like,
oh, no, 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 no,
so
no.
So that was
no,
$700
no.
a month. So I was like,
just,
you want to like, pay me $700 and sleep on my couch? So he was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like,
because you have some drug sobriety under your belt.
Yeah. And so, I mean, he does too. He was just like, there was a point, like, it was weird because when I stopped going, it was like a real, like, I got a little depressed about it because it was very much attached to who I am, especially those 9 months. And so
the recovery
is like just you know
part of routine.
Yeah, routine. I would go every day and I met a lot of people and stuff like that, so I was kind of grieving about like changing my life.
Of
and,
course,
like, if
the
I'm
structure
doing, if, am I doing the right thing by not being like I never want to do meth ever again. That is but I was like, I really want to smoke weed.
Oh sure. Oh, were like, you sober for 9 months?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you're like, then you adopted like weed and some other, just not meth.
What happened was it was funny because I went to go watch Drag Race and with some friends at High Tops, and I was planning on being
good, quote unquote.
And but I was already having these feelings.
Of course,
I'm like,
I really
God,
want
I could have just. I want a Paloma. That's
sure.
all I want. And I went. My friend, he's like, he gives me his card, but he's like, could you order? Because I was like, okay, yeah, I'll go order. And since you're paying, I'll go up there and do it.
Yeah.
And so he got a vodka Red Bull or vodka cranberry. And I said, I like a Red Bull, please.
And he gave you a vodka Red Bull?
Yeah. He started pouring vodka in my Red Bull.
And you didn't stop him?
I did not stop him. I did not stop him.
That's
I was like,
so
maybe
funny.
This is a sign.
I didn't order it. That's so funny.
My friend didn't ask about it too, because I was like, oh my God. It was like a situationship with this guy. Oh. Like, we fuck around and he's like a neighbor and like we cuddle. So it's like, I don't know, it's this weird, like, kind of dating.
Emotional.
But like, yeah. So
you don't want to like worry him or something?
I don't want to, but again, I didn't tell him like that I'm thinking of like stopping this.
Oh,
or like
stopping being sober.
Yeah. So, but I would get Red Bulls in a glass all the time just so I could feel like.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I used to be high on Red Bull.
Yeah.
Going
That's the thing too, that I realized. I was like, you know, like I am doing a drug.
Oh.
When I'm sober, I'm like doing caffeine.
I've had caffeine hangovers. I had to stop drinking caffeine a couple months ago because I was drinking like 3 Celsius a day.
Yeah.
And like
I would do that.
600 milligrams of caffeine. Guess what? I don't need it. You saw me when you walked. I was watching The Simpsons.
Oh.
Laying on my couch.
Oh, which Simpson episode were you watching?
I'm in season 30.
Oh, okay.
I'd never watched Simpsons before. Because we weren't allowed to when I was a kid. So I started watching it from the beginning. Yeah.
Oh, nice. So,
Yeah, it's season 30. You see? I don't need maybe the Celsius is the reason I got to season 30
so fast. So I started Drag Race at season 1 and went all the way through.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. I love having a show that you can just put on.
Are you a reality TV person?
I'm
or?
A Drag Race person.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I did just watch all of Laguna Beach in the Hills.
Oh yeah, that's quality television. Yeah.
It really I was like, I love it too because they are my age.
Yeah,
like
you get it.
So 2007,
the age, you're like,
so 2007, they're like they're 22.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
oh,
I do remember all that was that was during like the Paris Hilton,
yes,
Lindsay,
Britney Spears,
yes, Perez Hilton,
yeah, quality
time. So I was like, and since I moved here in 2021 and, you know, I'm getting to know the city. So it's really funny to like,
to see it,
to see like, cause they feature all these places.
Oh yeah.
I was like going through and I would look up every restaurant that I would go to. Some of them still do exist.
Sure. A lot of them don't. Yeah.
I thought it was funny because like Lauren, her first apartment. Yeah. Lauren Conrad moves in with Heidi and their apartments like West Hollywood, and it's, you know what apartments they are?
What?
They're the ones right next to the Grove.
Oh no, yeah. Park La Brea?
Yes. So they called it something else at the time, but they called that West Hollywood because I looked up the name. They called it like Hillside something, and I was like, I cannot find this on maps. I was like, where? And then
I know that depressing brick or stone.
Yeah, I was like, that looks like the place right next to like the Grove.
Park La Brea is one of the eerier places I've ever been. Like security to get in. I'm like, are you going to keep me here? Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. And it's so confusing to find.
Confusing. Yeah. And then families. And it looks like post-apocalyptic. Like, we're safe in the borders of Park La Brea. Don't let the zombies in.
Yeah. And it's, if you're like going for like, if you're going to go hook up with somebody.
Which is
then,
the only reason I've been there.
Exactly. And you're like, and it's like late at night.
Yep.
And you probably have a hoodie.
Hoodie
on.
And basketball shorts.
Yeah,
like,
and you're like,
it's Brian in 24Q87.
And then there's like a random guy like walking and it's like, is that the guy?
Is he, like, and then like a mom with a stroller and you're like, I shouldn't be here. I need to get my life together.
Yeah. It's like, where does my cousin live again?
Okay, so sorry, we're going long.
No, it's fine.
So do you have any like career highlights sex wise? Like any like.
Yes. So like I did pretty well as an escort until I
Did you have a thing as an escort? We know you have a big ding-a-ling.
Yeah, so that was my thing. I was, my name was like Bye Guy or something, and I just need rent. So you can suck my dick for $300 if you want. And I'm just gonna kick back and I'll like watch TV or like.
You got into it.
Yeah.
You dropped your voice.
Yeah, I would talk like this. I would be like, or so, I would like barely, I know.
Not talk that much.
You're right.
If I move too quickly or
yeah,
say
anything. Exactly. I was like very aware of like my movements.
Yeah.
What I would say, bro. Like I would.
Did that turn you on?
It does because it's like it's role play.
Yeah.
And I love
when they don't know they're doing.
Yeah. And it's almost like, yeah, it's really hot to me to be like, yeah, like. I don't know, like really wanted. And I know these guys want like a straight guy to like, or a bi guy or whatever. Cause like I do too. That's my kink too. I'm just acting how I would want. I'm like peeing the character that I really want to blow. So
be the bi guy you want to see in the world.
Yeah, exactly. I mean like, and then I would like extend the character to like sniffies and like, I would do things like, I would like be home alone and I would be like auditioning faggots and I would be like, I'm playing video games, smoking some pot.
Come over and suck
come
my dick.
Over. You just get on your knees, suck my dick. If there's somebody, if there's somebody in line, cause there would be I would have an open door policy where if I thought the guy was hot or whatever, or knew
you
that
tell
he
them to
come in, but stand in line if somebody is, if there's already a faggot sucking my dick. So I had a line in my kitchen.
Oh my God.
And I would just play video games and like, and then the at this one point, like I think one of the guys didn't, or the first guy didn't really understand, or he didn't read my message completely because he was like shook when somebody opened the door.
Of course.
And he was like, what? And I was like, just keep
it's
sucking.
It's a sting operation.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're sucking a straight guy.
He was sucking you.
Yeah, he was sucking me. And then
a guy walked in.
And then he looked,
and he bit your dick
yeah,
off.
Yeah, he like looked over his shoulder. And the guy, the new guy obviously read all my messages because he stood there and waited. And
did any of the guys in line like jerk off or something?
They were like, you know, they're kind of, no, they're very quiet. And they were like be touching themselves or whatever. And then so the first guy, he actually does make me come. Which worries me because there's more
yeah,
people
you're
coming.
Like, shit.
Fuck. But I'm like.
So you must have been pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. He was unexpected. I was like not expecting that. I was like, so like he gets up and again, the first guy had no idea. He really didn't read my messages because the next guy does what I told him to do. And he gets on his knees and he starts sucking my dick. And the first guy kind of lingers around and then he like. Gets up behind the guy sucking my dick and he's like trying to pull down his pants and like eat his ass or something. And the guy's like looking up at me
Yeah.
And so I was just like, yo, bro, like you already had your turn. So it's his turn. So you need to go. And so I do it all. Like, I'm totally different. I'm like trying to do my most masculine, like, bro, like,
wow.
And so, yeah. The next guy kept going, but then like I already came, so like he got his fill.
Over,
he
yeah.
got his fill, and then like yeah, and then like two more guys did eventually like walk in, and so like I mean I'm a man of my word, so you can get on your knees and suck it, and never got I didn't get off again, but. It was totally fine with them. They're like some guys do like get off themselves, which I'm like, okay, good.
Good. I delivered something.
So can you get your fucking mouth off my deck?
Oh my God. Oh my God. The prank show we need in this world.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Duping guys. Yeah.
I had one guy that was really pissed though, but that was like during.
Wait, pissed that what?
Partying days. Like,
That you didn't come?
No, that like I lied that I was not that I was gay.
How did he find out?
I kind of fucked up, I guess, and gave him my full fake name.
Oh.
And so he looked me up and
he's like, this guy and he was getting like, railed so I, in this club.
Yeah, and then I made the mistake of like going to like hook up with him again like the next day because he did give really good head. And I was like, okay, and I can smoke some and get some head. But then he was like becoming, I don't know, he was like, it turned into this story where he thought he was like helping a straight guy come to terms with his gayness. So he thought he was like, and I was like playing the character really well. So I was like, you know, you're right. I should just not care.
No.
And he was like, yeah, just
be yourself.
Just be yourself, bro. Like,
come down my throat and be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself. And like, I felt like he thought that he was having some breakthrough moments with this straight guy. And then, I mean, there was a mixture of things. I didn't want to, I always feel really guilty when I'm like partying and like back when I was partying. So then I would like, originally I would just like block everybody. Anybody who did that, like I did it with, I would like never see them again.
Which would make sense. It's part of the fantasy almost.
Yeah.
Do you blow the straight guy and then
he never
blocked.
Saw
then you're like, I don't even remember where he lives.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but he was like, he
was angry.
Oh, he would text me from a different number. He would be like, fuck you, you're a liar. I knew, like, blah, blah, blah. And so, and then he would even call me. I'm like, I'm not answering the phone. Like, I'm just like,
maybe so, he was using drugs.
No, he was. I used with him. This is a
this
while
is
ago.
This is all making sense.
Yeah. This is, so he's.
He's like, I got to help this guy.
And I was like, yeah, you're going to help me.
You're going to.
I was tweaking out too. So I was like, but it does like, it was one of the reasons, I mean, like getting fired was the real reason I stopped. But
oh, you wound up getting fired from that job?
I did. I got fired. From this great gig that I had for a startup. That's the CEO that I told.
Yeah. But like, so after you were vulnerable and told him what was up, they let you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought they had to let you go to rehab, or was it like early on and they didn't have like full
coverage? I did look up like the California laws and stuff like that, but they were offering me a severance.
Oh.
And the California law says that if you agree to go to rehab, then they shouldn't fire you, but they don't have to pay you.
Wow. Oh, you're like, I'll take the severance.
Yeah, but like, I'll take the severance and like have a month or two or 2 months to like
sure
get my shit
together. Figure it out,
So I was like, I like that route. And I was already kind of like over the job a little bit. It changed into like an NFT thing.
Oh,
I was
God.
Making movies for them. And then I was slinging like these NFTs to people. I became like a salesman of NFTs and I didn't actually believe in what I was doing. Because it just seems very scammy.
They really convinced. I was working for a cartoon or a toy company,
mm-hmm.
and they got into NFTs, and they really like. I mean, they sold them for like $50,000.
I
like,
know
it was like up their prices. I guess you know you want to believe people.
Yeah,
and it's like everyone I know is talking about NFTs. I guess they're the new Mona Lisas.
Yeah,
like,
and it was hot in LA too.
Oh my God!
I mean, LA was like kind of the epicenter. NFT. They're talking about
this is my eviction notice NFT, and you're like, okay.
There's like that. What is that? Something monkey.
Bored Ape.
Bored Ape. I heard people at Hugo's. These guys at Hugo's being like, oh, you got a Bored. He had a Bored Ape shirt on, and I'm like,
oh my God, it's $120,000 NFT. Not anymore.
Yeah. Biggest scam ever, but yeah.
Okay, wait, so you went and then, okay, so that's an amazing sex highlight.
Yep. The other sex highlight, actually, was my OnlyFans. Like, I started my OnlyFans when I became like freelance because I do video work, and so I quit my job and I was like, I think I have enough clients to like do, but I was like, I just need a little bit more money. I was making really good money at the startup, so I was like,
oh, clients in video and
and then I had clients
and then you had clients.
and then I was like, I'm gonna make this OnlyFans. So and I used my Instagram to like get, I had like a close friends list of like 600 guys.
Whoa.
That I like manually added like over like a few years. But I would, before I launched my OnlyFans, I would like put these like very thirst trap. I would like put like a sticker over my hard dick, stuff like that. And so.
And you can still get in trouble for that?
Yeah, because my account got taken down.
That's crazy though, because it's like, what do you want from us? Yeah, there's exactly. a sticker over it.
I know, exactly. So the stickers weren't like we're getting by like for a hot second, and then they definitely had like a dick algorithm for sure, because I because if you did like a still of like. I would have like a sticker, but like you could like over my hard dick, but then I would have like part of my dick. It was going along with the sticker. Mm-hmm. I would have part of the edge of my dick showing just a little bit.
So people zoomed in.
So you could see it there, but barely. I would try to find just creative ways to like do that. But I noticed like if you do a still photo, the algorithm finds you right away.
Really?
But if you do like a boomerang, I would do boomerangs where I would like look into the mirror and I would be naked and my dick would swing and it would be like in the, like a little like dark or whatever, but you could totally see it. And so.
But it wouldn't pick up on it.
Yeah, it wouldn't pick up against the motion. So I would like find all these waves, but then, and then my ass, of course I'm gloating all the time. I was like, cause people would ask me, they're like, yeah, exactly. They're like, how the fuck
am I seeing this, girl, how the fuck
are you getting away with this? And I'd be like, I tricked the algorithm. I was like, I got it. Bitch, they got me 2 days later.
It heard you say that.
I know.
Your phone.
They're like, oh, you really got us because, bitch, I got a microphone.
Was it like, you literally opened Instagram and it's like, this account no longer exists?
Essentially, but it said that your account has been suspended. So I had some, hope.
Get your affairs in order.
I had some hope. Some hope that it would come back. People would be like, where did you go? And I was like, I'll be back. I think I have a month ban. I don't know. Because my account would still be there, but then it would just show no photos. So I was like, at least it's still there, like my profile pic and everything. And then it never came back.
See, this is what I'm saying. We need an 18 and up. So it's like, this is an 18 and up account user. Right. Unless you're verified 18 and up, you cannot view their content.
Right. Yeah.
Twitter, it's the wild, wild west.
It is. I did move to Twitter. I was, which is the wild, wild west. I agree. It's great. I get a lot of porn from there too.
Oh, everyone does. When I'm in a pinch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pull up some Twitter porn.
When she wants the pinch.
Yeah. When I need a little slap.
Yeah.
A little pinch and slap.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, it was.
Oh, wait, what was the highlight?
Oh, the highlight
you had 600 guys that you close friends.
Oh, yes. Okay, I go off on tangents. It's
Celsius. Can't do meth? Celsius.
Yeah, it was actually like my OnlyFans would pay for my rent in San Francisco.
Wow. Like, and we all know rent's expensive.
Yeah. So it was really.
Do you still
nice.
Have an OnlyFans?
I do, but it's so much work. And I'm a video guy too. And I'm like, it's a lot. Cause And then without my popular account, it's kind of like, it's really more difficult. And I kind of just like let it go. I mean, I still have like 25 subscribers or something.
Great.
So I mean, like, it helps me when I'm like, oh, I need a couple $100. I forget that I like
post
have it.
A little thingy thing.
So I appreciate it if you're following me. It helps me sometimes.
I have said this a million times. I get aggravated when people are like, start an OnlyFans. It's like, that's still work.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, collabing, even just doing your own content, keeping it fresh.
Yeah.
Communicating with all these people.
Yeah. Because if you don't update all the time,
people are like done.
I mean, I've done it too. Like, I followed some people on OnlyFans and I've been like,
got it,
they haven't posted anything,
or you get access to most of it,
yeah,
and then you just burn through it. Yeah, and then you're like,
I do it, yeah, burn through it like the first night. I'm like, I obviously spent money to see this person,
yeah.
So I'm like, I want to see everything.
You want to get your money's worth.
And I'm like looking for that perfect video of theirs that would just get me off.
The perfect video,
yeah,
in porn too. Do you do that? You like don't come because you're like, I can't come to that. You're like, searching through. You're like, this, no.
Yeah. It's exactly. It's like that meme where it's like, guys like on Pornhub, like when you're searching for porn, it's like page 633.
Yeah. Oh wait, have you ever do
I guess you do scenes with people. How does that work? Like, do you get paid by other guys to do scenes with them?
So I did a collab actually earlier this year, and that was the first time that there was like a person in the room filming. Like, usually I just
set up the camera.
Yeah, I just set up the camera
or hold it.
I hold my iPhone, so if I want a multi-cam shoot, I'll just hold my iPhone and use my DSLR too. And I have great lighting and like
amazing.
Yeah, so
half the battle lighting.
Yeah, yeah. So like recently, I met this guy at the gym and we kind of hit it off in the steam room and then he's like, "Oh, we should do a scene together." And I was like, "Okay, I'm totally down." And this is also when I was like 100% sober too, so I wasn't like gonna do any. I'm having sex sober, so which is a different experience we can talk about.
I was gonna say, yeah, but, I was gonna use that a big
yeah, but like, oh, I was like so nervous.
Really,
I was so nervous because there's somebody there filming too, and like all the, I had performance anxiety.
Yeah,
and so. You know, again, I'm like, if my dick is not working, then I am like in my head so much.
Sure.
Especially since he wanted to do a scene, you know.
Yeah.
So that was another situation where I became the bottom. Like, it got really hot because then the cameraman, I started sucking off the cameraman.
Quirky girl.
I'm quirky. Yeah. I'm sucking off the camera guy.
You're not supposed to do that.
He's really hot too.
Also a
this
creator.
This is AJ Sloan. Yeah. And Tyler. Forget his last name. Sorry. They're so cute and so hot, but I was like,
are
so
they
nervous.
A couple?
No, they're just friends. Let me look up his name.
Friends that spit roast.
Yeah. And it was DJ kind of, it was really hot too, because it was like, Taylor Rain.
I've heard of them.
Yeah. So, Taylor's been in like, a porn shoot.
Yeah.
And I think I thought actually the other day, that was the first time in the history of watching porn where I actually knew both guys that were fucking on camera. Usually it's just one.
And you're like, oh, there she is.
But this time it was like both of them. I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
Did you get hard eventually with those two guys?
I was just so, no, I was still in my head.
Yeah.
And then I'm glad that it worked out that way because I got my ass pounded. But no.
Are you verse?
I am. Yeah. I learned. Yeah. I'm verse. I'm like.
Heavy eye roll.
Well, so I don't know if you guys could hear the eye roll. Sometimes I'm like the worst bottom because everything like at the beginning like hurts.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like.
Paralyzing pain. Yeah. I'm like, this is not natural. The Christians are right. Get your dick out of my ass.
Yeah, okay.
But then like
but
4 minutes later, you're like,
it's so wrong. It's
maybe,
right.
Yeah. You're like, maybe this is good.
Yeah. I'm like, and then I'm like, but I took it like a champ on that. I was
good
like,
for you.
With the camera's rolling, I'm not going to wince or do it. I was like, yeah.
Also when you felt like you had strike one kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Not no, a piece.
I'm from the theater and the show must go on. So I made the best of it, and I was like, okay, pretty good. That was a hot scene, because they also, like, came all over me. Both of them did.
Oh, on your face?
Yeah, face and body. Like, so they're just standing over me, and just, like, it was really, I love that. I love a good facial. So I was like, and then they asked me, like, oh, do you want to come? And I was like, no, you guys came.
That's a good.
That's the joy of being a bottom.
A doggy bag for this.
Yeah, exactly.
Take the rest home.
Yeah, exactly. When I was like, no, I don't need to. You guys, but if I did top that, I don't know. Like, then that's also another anxiety is like, oh, now I have to come. And that come anxiety sometimes. So it's like, so I'm glad that I bottomed because sure. I'm like, okay, I didn't have to like do that. But there, I was amazed. They're just like
ready to go.
Oh, yeah. That's a gift. Like they just like, not even much concentration. They're just like, gah.
I've heard this, that there is a specific type that is meant for adult like filming, because they're like, can come multiple times. They're always horny. They like even if they're in their head, their dick is still going. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. They were very professional like that. I was impressed. I was like, and then, but it also helped me realize that I was like, this isn't for me. Like, at least that kind of like.
Oh, you, that was like you were retiring?
No, I mean, just the whole like, I don't know. It would be different. I've collabed with people before, but like, I've just put up my own, like, it's more like voyeurism instead of like a production of like a camera following.
You, oh, like, sure.
Around and stuff like that.
More, not POV, but yeah, voyeurism.
Yeah, yeah. Cause then you just set up, it's like this. It's just like you set up your camera and then you just, you know. You
start fucking.
Yeah, exactly. There's no pressure because the camera won't judge you.
You look at it later. Yeah. Oh, my ass was.
And then I'm really good. I'm like a really good editor too, a video editor. So it was like, yeah. But yeah, I would have like full on stories in like long stories about the video that I post on OnlyFans, which would be like
behind the scenes
or? Highlight of like how I got here. So there's this straight guy that I that I ended up dating, but I met him when he was straight. He was my coke dealer for a hot second, and then he was, I just remember, like, he's so hot, like this Abercrombie and Finch model, like. And then he just wanted to hang out all the time. He's like, I usually don't hang out with clients, but I'll, you know. Do you want to play video games and smoke
maybe
some weed?
Maybe suck my dick.
Oh yeah, and then like he came over for he found out that I like making movies, and he loved making movies too, or like he loved filmmaking. So came over to watch Samsara, the documentary. Have you ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
It's trippy when you're stoned.
What's it about?
It's just like, there's no talking in the movie. It's just all visuals. Beautiful, like all over the world. Like you go to India. You go to, like, it's, Samsara is a really good film. And so is Baraka, the same director. So we watched that, got super stoned. And then we're sitting on opposite ends of the couch, right? That's what bros do.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Then the Apple TV went to sleep and it was like a screensaver. And my roommate at the time just broke up with his boyfriend. So he put a whole bunch of like naked dudes
on the screensaver.
So it was just like his porn feed basically. And the guy that was over, he was like, oh, what is this? And I was like, oh, sorry, this is my roommate. It's like, put that on. And he's like, I was like, I'll turn it off. And he's like, oh, no. Tell me which one's your favorite. Yeah.
And you picked the one that looked like him.
I was like, he's hot. He has a big dick. Like, blah. He's like, there are no chicks. I was like, not on this screen, honey.
Like, not in this household.
Not in this household. So we like, I turned it off and we were just looking at a blank screen, which seemed like forever. And he like kicks back. He's like, it's 1 a.m. So kicks back and he's like, it's 1 a.m. and, maybe I should go soon. And we're still just staring at the TV. And I just take my hand.
Oh, my God.
And I just put it on his knee. And I didn't look over at him. And then I started taking my hand and going up his thigh. And then that's when I was like, I'm totally sucking this guy off. And I started unbuckling his pants. And he's like, are you sure you want to do this? And I was like, yes. And
more than anything.
More than anything, you're making this queen very happy. And so I go down on him and I'm having that moment of like, this better not be a fucking dream. I was like, I can't. So I come up for air and he's like, do you want to go to your room? And I was like, yeah. And I already in my head, I was like, after whatever happens in my room, if after we fuck or whatever, I'm not cuddling him. I'm not like, he can just go. Like
were prepping yourself for him not wanting that?
Yeah. So I just, yeah. But I was like,
had you kissed at this point or just blown him?
No, just blown him. And so I was like, I don't care if you leave with your pants down out of my house that fast. It's fine. And so he is the only guy that has ever fucked me and made me come without touching myself. Like, that's what happened that night. And it was just like, oh my God. And like, he did. He just left afterwards. And he actually worked as like the bartender or go-go boy at like Bow and San Francisco gay bar.
Yeah.
And I lived near the bars. So it would just become a regular thing. He would be like, I'm getting off work. Like, he's like, I really need to get off. Like, can I stop by? And I'd be like, yeah. So he would go in my room and like, I'd blow him or fuck me or whatever. And it was like,
so hot.
Oh, so hot. And then at one point he even like, we were hanging out so much at one point. I don't know if he got scared or something, but he was like, I remember swimming. We're doing laps at a pool. And he was like, you know, like, I think I'm going to try it. Like, this girl and I are like, kind of seeing, like, kind of hanging out. So I'm going to see where it goes with her. And yeah. I'm like, we'll just be friends. Right. And I was like, that was like soul crushing to me. Like,
yeah, I was like, that's fine.
Yeah, inside I was like, but again, I was like, yeah, that's cool. You know, whatever. And, but then.
Had you guys kissed at all at this point?
Yeah. Yeah. When we had sex, it was like, it was very passionate.
Really?
Yeah. You can see all this on my OnlyFans because
he's, wait, really?
We filmed. It was his idea. We filmed. He just put a camera up and like he fucks me on my bed, and you can see his back and his ass, and he is just like going to town. It was really hot, and then we end up kind of dating. Because
so
and then
was, like,
I helped
an anonymous figure in the video.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I kind of helped him. Like, he came out a little bit. He was like, I think maybe why I'm gay.
You think?
Because he wanted to marry me. He wanted to stay in the country. So,
oh.
Yeah. So I was like, I ended up saying no because I was like, we just met.
That's a commitment.
After a month of fucking me, you want to marry me, according to him. So I was like kind of shocked. And I was like, he offered me like $5,000 worth of coke and I could sleep with him anytime. Meaning like, he's like, if I'm sad, if I'm mad, if I'm sick, you just tell me. That's part of the deal of getting married with him. For like $5,000 worth of coke and I could have sex with him anytime I wanted.
That novelty would wear off about the same time as the coke.
Yeah. I was like, first of all, giving me $5,000 worth of coke, I might die.
Yeah.
And yeah, like but he was so good in bed. Like,
really?
So good. Oh my God. And then we ended up seeing each other for like around 2 years on and off. He'd have to go back to France and then he'd come back or whatever. He'd go travel to like wherever. And then we broke up. I like basically couldn't, he was like overstaying his welcome actually. Cause I live with a roommate and he was like going to stay for the summer.
And like,
I was,
oh no, no, no.
Oh no. I was like, oh, we're,
it can't, it's not a three person space.
And then, okay. So then, I was like, oh, I got to break up with him. I did it in the worst way though. I mean, I'll admit it, but, I let myself get caught. We had this don't ask, don't tell policy.
Okay.
Like, you can go hook up with whoever you want, but I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
And so he caught me in bed with, well, it was Bob the drag queen. Bob already has this on his podcast, but Bob sucked my dick that night and we fell asleep in my bed.
Bob's my old roommate.
Oh, really?
He used to live here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's already on Sibling Rivalry if you want to hear the story. But basically, like,
he walked in on Bob sucking your dick?
No, we already passed out in bed. Because he was done with the bars around 4.
Okay.
Or he got to my place around 4. So I was drunk as fuck, and I wake up to this shadowy figure being like, oh, hell no. I don't know. Throws a hat that he was borrowing from me at me. I'm like, what is going on? And, like, Bob is completely just not waking up. He sleeps through the whole thing. But then the next morning, Bob does wake up and he's like,
was there yelling?
I got a question for you. There was somebody last night that came by and I was like, yeah, that's.
He probably played dead like a possum.
He did. So
I'd be scared too to get for like.
Yeah.
Because I think it's really hard to like hit an unconscious person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think. I think if I just pretended to be asleep, I'd be like, they're not going to like innocent. Do anything. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You don't sleep. You don't hit a sleeping person.
Right.
And it's like, that's the worst time.
Yeah. So counterintuitive.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
So he was very territorial over you.
Well, yeah, I guess I broke the code. You know, we were supposed to like not.
Yeah, don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
So and then we didn't speak to each other. I felt so bad, and he just didn't want to talk to me. And so, I mean, I really did fuck up. I mean, I remember him bringing stuff over to my house, and I was like, Matt, if you want to chat, like we can chat about this. I really feel bad about it. And he just didn't want to. So he didn't speak to me for like 2 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. He moved back to France because he did ended up getting married to a friend. This was part of the issue. And the friend was really jealous about us. So it was drama, honey. And
that is a reality show I would watch.
So he ends up going back to France. And I go to the Cannes Film Festival, like, and we're already kind of chatting on WhatsApp a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of, he would reminisce sometimes all of a sudden. 2 years later, he's like on WhatsApp and he's like, remember when I came in you twice in a row? Yeah. My mouth did the same thing. And I was like, oh yeah, I almost forgot.
Your butthole.
Yeah. That's where I really learned how to bottom, because he would never bottom.
Wow.
So I learned all my bottoming skills there. How to clean out correctly, do all the things, like make sure.
Power wash.
Yeah, exactly. Learned with the hose. Got the hose. She graduated from a fleet to a hose, honey. So I was like, well, I'm going to go to the Cannes Film Festival. I was like, I know you're in the south of, you live in the south of France, so do you want to like
hang out? Round three?
Do you want to like hang out at my Airbnb? I was like, how far away is it? He's like, it's a 3-hour train ride. She's like, sure.
Yeah.
So we had this beautiful like weekend in the south of France, and we would fuck like crazy.
You didn't see one film.
I didn't actually.
No,
I did. I did. Because that was part of the fun, because we were at a film festival. He loves film. I do too.
Yeah.
So it was like a great weekend. And then I was really like, at the end of the, we also filmed that, and that's our most popular video.
Wait. Drop your OnlyFans. What's your OnlyFans? Yeah, I have a lot of horny.
Yeah, so my I go by Brent James. So on OnlyFans, I think you just look up Brent James, and I'm there. I got the comment and tip because of that video. It was like, one of the guys said that it was like the hottest video he's ever seen on OnlyFans. It's like me and him in the Airbnb, and I'm like filming it from all different angles, and it's just super hot. You see his face. When I released it, I had a deal with him where I was like, I'll split 50-50 the month of July or whatever I released it with you. Is that okay? And he's like, fuck it, why not? So so I paid him for that. But yeah, it was funny too, because at the end of the week, I was like, Maybe we could work, actually.
Like, maybe I should stay.
Maybe this, because girl, I went out after that, and I was like, well, actually, he was pretty good.
Great. I don't know what I was thinking. Great, yeah.
And he would like, when he stayed over at my place, he would like help clean or like do like the,
yeah.
I was like, what did I throw away? He was a little crunchier than like, he loved to like hug a tree, and yeah. I'm like, I'm not that.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever. That's not the worst thing in the world. So I was like, hey, like I started crying at the end of like, because I'm about to go catch my flight and he's about to go catch the train. And I was like, I was crying. And he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, this might be the last time I ever see you. Like, unless like maybe I could come to France like every once in a while. I freelance. So maybe I could just stay in your little village, because he's from a small little village. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this weekend I wanted to see if I was still in love with you, and I think this is a great way to, I don't feel the same way.
Oh,
this is
no.
A great, like, this is kind of a great last hurrah.
Yeah.
For me. And I was like, so crushed. So he got his. He got the last word. I was like, fuck. He was like, the best revenge is 2 years later. Give
Leave
him a great fuck.
French.
And like, he's married now to a woman, so, and they're having a baby. He texts me still, like, he's like, oh, Brian, he's like,
I came in someone and there's a baby now.
Yeah. And then I responded, I was like, well, we really tried to get pregnant. We tried a lot. He's like, ha ha ha. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm about to serve to the OnlyFans to see.
It was really funny too, because before he, before we met up, like I got tested and everything. I was like, and then he also told me, he's like, I've been living in this small village for like 2 years. And he's like, I can count on one hand how many times I've had sex. So he's like, I have a lot saved up for you. Yeah. And I was like, oh, so I have to save up. I was like, I'm going to save up for him too. I'm going to wait a week. I'm going to not gonna have sex for a week.
I mean, fresh as a fucking daisy.
I think I did 2 weeks actually. And it was known around the Castro because like that I was like celibate for 2 weeks. I even caught a cold or I got sick. People were like, how's it going? I'm like, not having sex. I got sick.
I'm going through withdrawals.
Something. So I was like, oh, yeah. And it was really funny too, because when we had sex the first time there, he had a condom on and I was like, whatever, it's fine. But I really did. I wanted to bare back.
Yeah.
Like, and so at one point, like I was like, you don't, I was like, I got tested. We're fine. You're fine. And, so like the second time we were fucking, like I'm riding his dick and then I just like come off the stick.
Grab it, yeah.
Pull up that like the
onto the ceiling.
Yeah.
Whoop-ah.
And step right back down on it, and the rest of the time.
Raw dog. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
That's so magical.
Yeah. It's my tour de force or whatever. My piece de resistance, honey, on my OnlyFans. But yeah.
Okay. So the last thing on the pod is there a piece of advice you give to your younger self before they began their like sexual journey?
Yes, I would definitely say. I would always say, don't forget who you are. Well, first of all, I'd say don't do math.
and they're 12. They're like, what's math?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Please keep it that way.
Please don't. Don't even dabble because you can't handle it. I would say just be completely yourself, because I feel like a lot of times where I was not myself completely 100% always led me down a road that I didn't want to really be in. Whether it be like not coming out like early enough, or pretending I was somebody I'm not just for drugs, or it's always the lies to yourself that you tell that get you in trouble. So just be yourself. Yeah,
that's beautiful. Where can people find you, or where do you want people to find you?
Okay, find me.
No, it's okay. It's just low battery. I think it's still going.
Okay. So everyone can find me on Instagram. It's at I love B James. I keep going back and forth whether I'm going to be like Brian or Brent James still, but that's why I love B James. So I could always change it.
B James. That's great. We'll have my tower bottoms weigh in and vote.
Okay. Yeah. So weigh in and vote. There, and I have an OnlyFans, but I have a Twitter as well. It's all on my Instagram.
Okay.
So you can follow the trail, at least my Twitter. And then, if you want to see, I have some teasers on my Twitter for some videos.
Very worth checking out.
The Twitter, yes. I get a lot of compliments on the Twitter.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. So thank you. So those are the places you can find me.
Cool.
So thank you for having me.
Yes. Thanks for being had.
Yeah, thank you.